Oh, hello, Jessica.
Oh, hello, Princess Cecilia.
Oh, boy. Another day, another podcast.
Another day, another dollar, if I'm lucky, if I can shake down my mother.
Yeah.
So far, it's another day, another quarter. Looking for a ways.
Not even those, like, dollar coins.
Chocolate ones?
No. But funny story.
The Sacagawea ones.
Funny story, though. Initially, I did not know that they were not chocolate coins. So I learned that the hard way.
Oh.
But yeah, there are dollar coins, but you don't see them anymore.
Wait, that was the summer you chipped your tooth.
Yeah.
You can get them if you ride the twain.
Oh, I don't ride the twain very much.
Me either, but if we did, we would get more of those.
All right. I guess that would be on a bucket list.
That would be on my... Well, it's not really on my... Well, yeah, you can put it on your bucket list.
I'll put it on my bucket list. Yeah. Ride the train and get a dollar coin.
If you put it on your bucket list, at least we'll cover there. It's on one of our bucket lists. I just...
I am flustered.
I'm not flustered. I'm just like... I feel like my head's whipping around, going that way, this way, and that way, and I just can't get a handle on it because I'm so much... in holiday spirit.
Yeah.
That it's like, I'm already there. Like, right now, like, in my brain right now, it's Christmas.
Yeah, I can see it all over your face.
Yeah, I can see it on the inside of my head.
Yeah. The eyes are glistening.
They're glistening with holiday warmth.
Yeah, that Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just all the glitter that you've been using lately.
It could be the glitter I've been putting in my hair.
Because it's everywhere.
I love glittery hair.
That's apparent.
And my mother hates it. Well, let me rephrase that. My mother hates how there's glitter everywhere in our wives now.
Yeah. The glitter wife.
Wait, but my father's like, it's a great wife. Living wife with the glitter.
Yeah, your dad likes a lot of glitter.
Who does?
Your dad likes glitter.
Yeah, he's okay with it.
Okay. I think I'm impartial to glitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like glitter. I enjoy it. The fantasy of it. They're so cool and nice and sparkly. But really, at the end of the day, it takes forever to go away. You can never get rid of glitter.
But then, and I don't want to, you know, it's kind of an existential question, but why would you ever want to get rid of glitter?
Well, I guess.
In what occasion is glitter not appropriate?
Sometimes you're just not feeling that sparkly.
That's why you need the glitter.
Oh, maybe you're right.
It makes you feel sparkly. See, you're thinking about this the wrong way.
You're right, I'm thinking about this completely
the wrong
way.
You're thinking that when you're already feeling sparkly, you want to kind of show that with some glitter. I'm saying, get the glitter first, the sparkle will follow.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking glass half full of evaporated milk on that one.
Oh, evaporated milk is really good.
Yeah, we're back to evaporated milk again.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We bought a surplus of it because my mom had a lot of coupons, and she's like one of those coupon queens. And she just bought, it was like a pallet size of evaporated milk.
Where are you going to put that? You've already
got... In my tummy.
No, I mean...
Yeah, hopefully.
I meant in the interim where it's still going in, you're going to have to find some type of storage.
Oh, well, you know, some of it's in my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. Some of it is in the bathroom. It's propping up the extra toilet paper. She also got a coupon for that. You know, it's just a lot of craziness going on in my house right now.
I feel like if your mom at this point, I know she's not, but she might as well be a doomsday prepper because she'd make such a good one.
Exactly. Like, I never ever have to worry about having Tic Tacs again. Because I have so many of them.
Sorry, just again, not to... But you said again, so you've been worried before.
Oh, yeah. There was a time that she didn't get a coupon for Tic Tacs for a while.
Mm.
And I thought it would, like, we were doomed. We'd never have a Tic Tac.
Wow.
But it's back again.
I prefer... Do you remember the Altoids that were, like, sour?
Oh, yeah.
The citrus
those
ones?
I thought they were the icebreaker ones.
Oh.
I like those a lot.
I like the Altoids one, though, because it came in a fancy tin.
Yeah, I'm not that fancy.
Really fancy tin, and then they stopped making them.
That's sad. I don't know why. Why would you stop making candy?
They were delicious. Well, yeah. They're delicious. They were absolutely delicious.
That's It's a terrible day that the candy dies.
What are you getting ready for the holidays? Getting geared up?
Oh, I'm getting all geared up for the holidays.
Really?
Yep, got all my holiday stockings out.
All of your holiday stockings?
Yeah,
you have multiples.
I put a couple out, you know, just in case Santa's feeling extra generous.
Interesting. See, I have a similar situation with tooth fairy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Whenever I lose a tooth, I immediately, now, I'm not, you know, I'll be the first to say when I'm not an expert on something, I'm not an expert on losing teeth.
Right.
I've only lost 3 so far. And I gotta say, and again, I know you're not a doctor, but like one of them's glowing and kind of slow.
Like how slow are we talking?
Let me put it this way. It's the front, not the front one, but front white one over.
Yeah.
I'm really weaning on the front left one over.
Yeah.
I'm missing that tooth, you know?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while, and I just feel like it's not coming in, or it's coming in too slow. Anyway, I don't even want to get into that.
Yeah, it's a separate issue.
My point is, whenever I lose a tooth, I take my little tooth. First, I rinse out my mouth because there's some blood in it.
Right.
Then I take my little tooth, I rinse that off. Then I take a little tiny baby hammer, tiny itty bitty one.
Right.
And I just give it a couple good whacks, and I put a piece of my tooth under everybody's pillow.
And how is the turnover rate?
Well, not great, but I think that's because the tooth fairy isn't looking under other people's pillows.
Right.
So I think next time I'm going to weave her a note saying, hey, check on the other pillows. There might be a bit of a toothy supply.
Now, see, I've been holding on to
I think there was a calcium deposit under my mom's pillow.
More calcium deposit. That's a good one.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. You said you're holding on to all
Yeah, I'm holding on to all of my teeth to hope to cash in for a really big prize.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't even put it under my pillow. I just hold them in a container.
How many do you have?
About 7 by now.
7?
Yeah, well, I got to pulling after a while. I stopped doing that after, though.
Yeah, I remember. That was a rough time for you. You know what? And I don't want to bring it all back to your other things that you're working on, but that might also be part of your chewing issues, is that you yanked out so many of your teeth that you didn't really have any options.
You're right. Mm-hmm. And it's taking a while for them to grow.
Yeah. Well, they weren't ready. You plucked them. You plucked them early.
Yeah, I plucked them too soon.
Gone too soon.
Hmm. Well, we live and we learn.
We live, we learn.
And we eat applesauce.
Yeah. I mean, good thing you like applesauce.
It's a great thing. I love applesauce. But yeah, the tooth fairy is an interesting person.
Yeah.
I hope to meet him one day when I cash in all my teeth.
Now, yeah. I'd love to be there that day just to see what she's up to. I like doing it a little bit at a time, because it kind of injects a little bit of whimsy into your everyday life. I know every couple of months I got a fairy come to my house. That's kind of interesting. So
no, it's fine.
I kind of like that, but that's a good idea too.
But now the big man's coming.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Oh boy.
What do you want for Christmas? Do you send a list?
Here's what I used to do. I used to write down things that I wanted for Christmas that year on a list. Say, Dear Santa, this is what I would like. Fold it up. Put it in an envelope. Santa at the North Pole. Yeah. Deliver it. Blah, blah, blah. Get in the mail. Get a stamp on it. I used to want to send it certified mail.
I was just going to say, you would probably send it certified mail just to make sure.
Well, Mother would never let me.
Well, yeah, it's an expense.
I know it is an expense, but I said, Mom, it's really an investment. It's an investment because all these free toys I'm going to get for the low price of, you know, whatever it is, you know, $29.99, we can send this certified mail to North Pole.
Right.
She never sprung for it. And look, I've been around a block. I've done this at least 6 times.
Right.
Well, that's not true. I've done it 3 times. But in any case, she never did it. So I gave up on that. I don't write to Santa anymore.
Oh, wow.
I don't write to him.
So how do you think he's gonna know what you want?
He doesn't know what he wants. Here's the way I see it.
Santa doesn't know what he wants.
Sorry, Santa doesn't know what I want. Uh-oh. I mean, sometimes I feel like Santa doesn't know what he wants too, but that's separate. Santa doesn't know what I want. Because I feel like I've sent him already free wists, okay? He's seen me grow. When I first started sending him wists, I was just a little baby. I was like 3 years old, okay?
Right.
Now I'm grown up, okay? I'm almost 7.
Right.
Okay, I've been through a lot of Christmases. Mm-hmm. I've been around the block.
Right, this ain't your first.
This ain't my first rodeo, okay?
Right.
So I'm saying, Santa, you know what? The wists, the itemized wists, those are for kids with no imagination. But you know me. You know what I would like. So I feel like when Santa sees me on nice wist, you know, he won't have a wist for me of what I want, but he'll know. Oh, I think Cecilia might like, you know. Well, I won't say in case Santa's listening. But yeah, that's kind of my strategy right now. I feel like my brand is strong enough for Santa to know what to get me.
Right.
Now, do you make a wist?
Well, yeah, I kind of got that anxiety where I want to make sure he knows what I want.
Right.
Because I really want to get what I want.
Did you make your wist this year already?
I did make my wist this year.
And you mailed it out?
I did.
Did you send a certified mail?
No.
Your mommy wouldn't let you?
No, my mommy wouldn't let me send a certified mail. But I put an extra stamp on it when she wasn't looking, so maybe they'll put it through. You know, I knew the postman like that.
He was hoping.
Yeah, cross my fingers.
For your sake.
We want to get that Christmas list in now.
So what was on your Christmas list, if I may ask?
You know, like the basic things. The new Stephanie doll. I wanted a puppy.
Right.
And then I wanted another puppy, but like a not fun puppy, and that one my brother can have. So he doesn't touch my puppy. So I have one puppy that's really fun and one funnest puppy.
Wait.
And then I wanted
a decoy puppy.
Yeah, a decoy puppy. And then really poop at the party puppy.
Wait.
Right. And then I wanted a never-ending string cheese. I know that man has the technology. I mean, if he can make some waves fly.
Right. If he can make reindeers fly.
Then I'm sure he can, you know, figure a way. Or at least, like, a lifetime supply of string
cheese. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that might be a little more...
I mean, either or, I'll take it. It's still magical.
That might be a little more within a realm of possibility, a lifetime supply. Because I feel like Kraft probably gives that out every once in a while. So Santa could definitely get it done.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know if Santa... I wonder if Santa owns any stock in Kraft.
It's possible.
Kraft cheese products. Milk cheese
products. Well, maybe I should ask Santa for stock in Kraft.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. If you get enough stock, then you can get on the board of directors, and then you can advise them to make lifetime supply never-ending cheese sticks.
Oh, but I always sent in a letter, so I'd have to, like, do, like, an amendment.
Oh, an addendum. Oh, an amendment.
An amendment?
An amendment addendum.
A addendum.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I call it, like, a P.S. Sorry about the last one. I want to rethink it.
Yeah, you're going to have to swipe another extra stamp if you do that.
No, dog.
Oh, boy.
My mom always buys so many stamps.
You've really backed yourself into a bit of a corner
here. I might have to dig into Grandpa's stash. Oh, yeah. But he keeps them in a little binder in his room.
Oh, yeah. They'll just wind around. You can use those.
I'll just use those.
There might be one with Sacagawea on it.
Yeah, there I actually might. I'll look that up. So, yeah. Those things. And then...
Oh, there's more.
I was... I kind of put like a big one on the bottom. Just be like, hey...
Sorry, just... Not to interrupt, but those all sounded like pretty big ones.
Really? I mean, I thought those were, like, typical.
I mean, I feel like doll, sure. Stephanie doll, sure.
Yeah.
but two puppies and a lifetime / never-ending supply of string cheese.
I mean, this man is a magical man.
That's true.
And I was pretty good this year. I quit Capri Suns.
You quit Capri Suns.
I don't tease my brother as much as I used to.
Except in the form of a letter, because you want to give him a puppy. That's not fun.
Well, yeah, but that's a long game. He doesn't know that.
That might land you. Well, forget it.
Or maybe he does know that. He is watching. Oh, no.
Sorry.
Wait a minute.
What was the last thing?
Maybe
Don't listen.
We don't even hear what you're saying. That was a joke.
Anyway, go ahead. What was the last?
Okay, number five. I think it was number five.
Yeah. Stephanie doll. Fun puppy, not fun puppies. String cheese.
String cheese. And then...
Number five.
Number five.
Quacking in at number five.
I mean... Yes, I could say it. But is it like one of those things, if I tell you it won't come true?
No. That's when you wish on a star or when you blow out the candles on your birthday. Santa doesn't have any contracts like that. The only stipulation is you gotta be nice. Gotta be on the nice list.
Oh. Okay. Well, I really, really, really want a 24-piece Crayola set with a pencil sharpener on the back.
Wow.
I know it's asking a lot.
Wow. I mean, just last...
I know.
Just last episode, we talked about consumerism.
I know.
We talked about it.
But just for this one time.
Just for this one time. No.
But I just want to paint with all the colors of the wind.
You're thinking of Pocahontas, not Sacagawea.
Oh. Well, oh.
She didn't say anything like that.
What?
At least I don't think so.
Maybe. Wow. Maybe we're friends.
Well. Well. Okay.
Wow.
Well, good to know. Good to know.
I feel like I upset you with my
I'm not desires. Upset. I'm not upset. I'm just a little surprised. I thought we were both kind of on the same page with, like, what's going on in the country and the reason for the season and all that stuff. And just kind of feels like a bit of a slap in the face to say that your big present you asked for from Santa would be a 24 quail or clam pack with a sharpener on the back.
Well, if you were to write a letter to Santa and you would ask him for a big thing, what would it be?
It would be... That's a great question. I will give you that. That's a really great question.
Okay.
That's a great question, Jessica.
Going points back.
That's a great question, Jessica. If I were to ask for one thing from Santa, a big thing.
A big thing.
Equivalent to the 24 pack of... The aforementioned 24 pack of crayons.
With the sharpener on the back.
Wait, with the sharpener on the back. Unopened. That's the one that comes with the extra kind of wed.
There's nothing better than a fresh smell.
Yeah.
Of colored wax.
There's regular wed and then there's crimson wed.
Oh.
That's my favorite.
Sometimes crayons smell so delicious I almost want to eat them.
That doesn't shock me. You got a big problem with that. In any case.
Wait.
I would ask for, I would ask for peace. On the block, peace in the neighborhood.
Like a piece of land for yourself?
Oh, no, sorry. Not a piece of it. Like, not like a piece. Like a piece of pie, piece of pizza. Peace, like, peace on earth, peace, love, joy.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I wish for peace on in the area. Because I feel like there's a lot of, what's the opposite of peace?
Peace.
War. War in the area. So that would be my big gift, but yours would be 24 pack of quail clams.
Well, yeah. I guess I really wasn't thinking like I should have been.
I mean, think about your household alone, okay?
Right.
You and your little brother can't get along.
Right.
Your mom is an extreme Cubana, practically a doomsday prepper when she falls asleep on your newly heated floors.
On the borderline hoarder at this point.
At this point, yeah. I mean, honestly, if your mother comes home with a pallet of evaporated milk and says, hey, excuse me, my 6-year-old child, Jessica, can you store some of this in your womb? That's a problem.
Well, it really wasn't a question. It kind of was just there when I got home from school.
Right.
I didn't really mind it because I kind of cracked open a can.
I don't want you to replace one addiction with another.
You're right.
You just kicked Capri Suns. You're in a really vulnerable place right now.
You're right.
Yeah. It's not funny.
I'm not laughing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you
laughing.
Were laughing.
I was laughing.
You were laughing.
You're right.
You were laughing. You're on a sugar high from that evaporated milk.
It's so delicious.
You gotta stop.
Wait.
Look, if you're not careful, you're gonna wat all of your teeth out of your mouth, and that big gift from the tooth fairy is gonna come a lot sooner than you thought. It's gonna come a lot sooner than you thought.
Oh, wow.
Sorry to put down the hard truths, but it's a time of year to reflect.
Well, then maybe I could just save all the teeth that I was already saving and make my own
pair of dentures.
That's a doomsday prepper advice. That doomsday when I rot all my teeth out from evaporated milk drinking.
Yeah, I don't wanna encourage you to do that, but that would be a great reduce, recycle, reuse kind of situation. I'm excited for Christmas at school.
Christmas at school is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
With Secret Soul Man?
Secret Snowman, excuse me.
My
tongue keeps getting caught in a place where my tooth used to be.
Oh,
if this
no.
thing doesn't grow back soon, I'm gonna be left. I'm gonna start talking funny.
Uh oh. Maybe you wanna use one of my teeth?
Do you think you could lend me one?
Yeah, why not?
Would it fit? I don't know how I would keep it in there. No, I don't wanna do that. I'd be afraid I'd swallow it by accident.
Yeah, I almost swallowed one of my teeth one time.
So. Oh, ooh.
Yeah, what? I coughed it up. It's okay.
Okay.
It's in the pile with the rest of them.
You're okay.
Mama White.
Oh, wait, good. Anyway, Secret Snowman.
Yeah, Secret Snowman.
Oh, for those of you at home who are unfamiliar with Secret Snowman, it's like a grab bag, but more fun because it's not garbage. Secret Snowman is when everyone in a classroom... everybody's name gets put in a hat, and
right.
It's like a Frosty the Snowman kind of top hat in our classroom, in Miss Peter's homeroom.
Right.
And then everybody's name gets put in the snowman hat. Everybody's name gets put in a snowman hat.
Everyone's name gets put in a snowman hat.
Wait. Then everybody picks out a name out of a snowman hat, and
Wait.
Then that name of that person is your secret snowman. You're their secret...
You're the snowman with the sneakers.
You're their secret snowman, and you have to buy them a present for the holiday season.
But shh, it's a secret.
Wait, it's a secret.
You can't tell them who you got.
I want to tell so bad.
I know, I want to tell so bad, too.
I want to tell so bad. And I want to know who got mine.
I wonder who got me.
I wonder who got me.
So weird. I guess we'll find out.
I guess so. We'll give it them out in homeroom.
I'm really excited.
Like
I was wrapping the present I got today.
You already got yours?
Yeah.
For the person?
Oh, I'm already. I'm psyched.
Oh, boy. I already got mine too.
Oh, yeah?
But now I'm thinking I might change it.
Oh, no.
I might add to it.
Wait, but there's a limit.
I know there's a limit. I don't know. I could go over. Just
no,
play it off.
Over.
I just play it off.
You don't want to be that guy.
Everybody always does that.
No.
A little bit.
Maybe.
Just buy a couple of Sacagawea dolls.
Sacagawea. She's a Guaya.
It's a Sacagawea Guaya.
The Guayalia.
teachers do that. Like, I wonder if Miss Peters does Secret Snowman with the rest of the faculty.
I hope so.
She will be easy to buy for.
Yeah.
Just go to grocery store, walk through the aisles with your eyes closed, putting food in a basket, and then take that, put in a big stew, and give it to her. She'll be overjoyed.
Put anything with the word quinoa in it.
She loves quinoa. And kimchi.
There was some, like, fermented sauerkraut or something.
Right. Which is almost like...
kimchi.
It's kind of a hat on a hat. Fermented sauerkraut. Not a hat on a hat. That's a different... overkill.
Well, yeah. A hat on a hat is a little overkill.
Wait.
Well, unnecessary.
Right.
Which in both cases, I guess, this means the same thing.
Speaking of overkill... I won't get into it.
Talk about it.
Okay. Let's say the person that you got for Secret Snowman was someone that you knew really well.
Right.
Someone that you knew really, really well.
Right.
And that you genuinely cared about.
Right.
But let's say that person had like a fatal character flaw. Like, for instance, they had one really bad habit, like a food-related habit that was really bad. You wanted them to stop.
Okay.
Would it be rude to get them a present to help them overcome their fatal character flaw, their Achilles heel?
I guess not. I don't see a problem with getting a present for someone that's, like, that's good for their well-being.
Right. Okay. Okay, yeah.
Why are you so nervous about that?
No, I'm not. I wasn't. I didn't.
Big of a question.
It wasn't even. Nope.
What?
Great.
Okay, great.
Yeah, great. Thanks. I just want. Yeah, great. Perfect. What are you thinking of doing, what do you do in your house on holidays?
What do I do in the house on holidays?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Do you put up decorations?
Yeah, we put up decorations. We decorate the Christmas tree.
Oh, wow.
And then my grandpa tells me all about Christmas when he was little.
Oh, when was that?
It was like all the same stories over and over. When my grandpa widowed?
Yeah.
Oh, like a million years ago.
Well, it can't be a million. No, I was thinking Wes.
Oh, like thousands.
You're getting closer.
I'm just saying really old.
Getting closer.
I get it. You're speaking. It was like all these like Victorians.
Wow. From the Victorian. Wow.
Yeah, like when we go to those museums, he's like that old.
Oh, right. When we went to the Victorian Museum and Olivia stole the hairbrush.
Yeah. He was like really, really old. And he said that he always walked in the snow and he only had like a really thin coat. And that they didn't have Christmas dinner like we have and we should be appreciative.
They definitely didn't have. String cheese.
No, they definitely didn't have string cheese.
You know what I love? Is those little like jalapeno mozzarella ball poppers that my mom makes for the holidays.
Did she make those for the holidays? Those sound delicious.
That was so delicious.
I love cheese. Almost as much as I love butter.
Yeah, that's right. You love butter. I bet you love, don't you love making, I love making holiday cookies.
Oh yeah, holiday cookies are the best.
They're delicious. Sugar cookies.
Yum.
And they'll cut out in the shape of snowmans.
Yeah. Or like Christmas trees.
Or like a snowflake. Like a beautiful wattis filigree detailed snowflake.
Yeah, I love those.
They're even more delicious. You know what I saw? I saw that you can when you make hot cocoa. They make these things, they're almost like doilies. Mm-hmm. You know a good doily?
I love doilies.
But they're doilies of sugar.
What?
The doilies of sugar.
I heard you. I'm just saying, what? That sounds amazing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were... Sorry. Wow, I thought you were angry.
No, I was just...
You seemed horrified at the prospect.
I'm just taken back that I haven't even seen this beautiful...
Doilies of sugar.
Sugary perfection.
And then you could put them on top of your hot cocoa.
Oh, wow.
And then it makes a beautiful design. We get snowflake, wetties, filigrees, doily design.
That's so delicious.
Oh, I love those.
I really want one now.
Yeah. They sell them on Etsy, but it's like $28 for two, so.
I guess we could start saving up.
Hey, how much money do you think you'd get for your teeth?
I guess I could cash them in now.
Oh, man.
Maybe we could cash them in and maybe we can get a set of doilies.
Yeah, that would be... I want to push you, but that would be really freaking awesome.
Wait, maybe...
You've been saving for a while, though.
I have been saving for a while.
But they're doilies of sugar.
But it just sounds like the... Like, I mean, I don't... No.
Think of all the hot cocoa we can make.
Else in the world more than this, so I guess I might have to just put them under my pillow tonight.
Think of how creamy we could make the hot cocoa with all the evaporated milk your mom just got.
Oh my god. We just... Okay. That's it. I made a decision.
You made a decision?
That's it. We're cashing in tonight. We're blowing it all.
Oh man. Wow.
You know, we just gotta get your mom's password to Etsy.
Yeah. Oh man. Now again, I don't want to influence you anymore, but maybe we could get some of those teeth watered out a little bit quicker. We could spring for two sets.
Oh, I could just start pulling tonight.
would you do that?
I would do it.
That would be like a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle.
That would be a Christmas miracle. If you could pull out all your half-watered teeth and we could give them to the tooth fairy to buy 2 for $28, 1 for $14 sugar doilies for hot cocoa on it, that would be... This one would go down in the books.
I mean, I don't
this
really...
This one would go down in the books, Jessica.
I don't really know what the trade-in value for my teeth are. Like,
you're
I don't
right.
know if there's, like, a Bill Kelly book out there for them.
You're
like,
right.
Like, does the quality of teeth matter or just the quantity?
I think it's
because
both.
Because I definitely have the quantity.
I think it's both quality and quantity.
All right, well... We'll just have to cash in what we got and see.
We'll just have to see, and then maybe if we could try, maybe we could go to Twain and see if we could pick up any Chicago Way dollars. I didn't think about that your way. The Tooth Fairy definitely takes that into account.
Yeah.
It's like at the beginning of the year when you get your textbook, and you have to write your name and the year, and you have to write what condition, if it's good, very good, excellent.
Or excellent, or poor.
Poor. Fail.
Fail.
Or completely unusable, or if the page is so messed up you can't even write anything on it.
Brilliant.
I bet the Tooth Fairy does the same thing.
Wait. Well.
I wonder how much you get for rotted out teeth that were pulled forcefully.
Premature pulled rotted out teeth. I mean, maybe there's a market for that.
Honestly, there might be.
I don't know.
I was just thinking that. What does she do with all the teeth?
That's
I feel like this has been explored
enough. That's her own business, I feel, at this point.
Yeah, and
I don't think I want to know.
Honestly, I'm not one to usually say that, but I also feel like that's a topic that's pretty much explored already by others. We don't have to throw our hat in a wing. We don't have to throw our tooth under the pillow in that conversation.
Yeah, no.
I bet she makes maracas out of them.
But that's kind of creepy.
It's not funny. That's people's teeth. Jessica, you're laughing thinking about your own tooth, Malaka. That would be pretty funny, actually.
I'm thinking, why haven't I thought of that before?
That would be pretty funny, actually. Hey, you could have like a whole orchestra of
oh,
all
maybe
teeth
I can
stuff.
Like make a Wayne stick.
Oh, a Wayne stick. Oh, you could make a xylophone.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. Now, your teeth wouldn't be really good.
They're not very ivory, if you know what I mean.
They're also kind of sticky from your cavities, so it might stick to the little thing you hit the... You know what? I think a Wayne stick might be the way to go.
Yeah, a Wayne stick.
Wait, what's that?
They might get crumped up together, though.
That's true. That's true. What's that instrument that goes?
You go,
that one.
I don't know.
That one you can make with teeth.
I don't know if you can make that with teeth.
Oh, you know what you can make with teeth? A triangle.
Oh, yeah. Like a triangle.
Triangle?
Or a square.
A what? Oh.
I got you on that one.
You caught me off guard with that one,
Jessica. I really got you.
Oh, man.
But
I'd love to join a school band. Don't laugh at my dreams. That was a real heartfelt dream I have. Don't laugh at it.
Oh, really? You want to join a school band?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool then. I thought you were what you're saying as a joke, and I was just trying to be nice and laugh at it.
No, it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a joke at all.
No, that's cool.
If I could get my hands on a tooth mawaka, I'd beat it out the next day.
Interesting choice.
Strange.
Very strange.
Mm-hmm. Olivia's in the school band.
Wait. So you would have to spend more time with her then.
I'm not saying I want to do that. I'm just saying.
Well, if you want to join the school band,
I mean, I don't know. I feel like... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, just go ahead.
Okay. All I was going to say is that I feel like when you're in the school band, it's like you got a place to be. You know? You kind of got a purpose. You know how I feel about school.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I should be there.
Right.
I don't feel like it's useful.
Neutral.
It's not challenging to me.
Right.
Nothing I'm actually learning. I'm just hearing it. You know what I mean? Right. I'm not learning it. I'm just getting told it.
Right.
So, if I was in a band, at least, I don't know, I'd have a freaking mawaka around something to do.
We should do it.
Oh, but then...
I mean, I'm not very musically inclined.
Yeah, but if we make a tooth mawaka, then we're not going to get the money for your teeth.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. So it's either we join the band or we give my teeth into the fairy.
The age-old question. Give your teeth to the tooth fairy so you can get lattice sugar work, or do you keep them to make a tooth mawaka?
Or a Wayne stick.
Or a Wayne stick. We would need... The only thing I... Reason I think of... Well... We would need two instruments for both of us.
Right. But your teeth just keep growing back, so I'll just keep
not this them one. Out. Not in this case. Not in my case.
Well, then maybe if we both...
You're rubbing this in my face. My teeth aren't growing back. I told you that.
What if we both donated our teeth for instruments?
I'm not... Look, and we both have our strengths and weaknesses, but my teeth aren't half wadded, about to fall out of my head. So I'm not yanking mine. I'm sorry, Jessica.
Okay, fine.
I'm sorry. But I feel like it's time for you to kind of, I don't want to say grow up, but you need to take responsibility for your choices, okay? You're the one who decided to drink 32 full-size Capri Suns a day for 2 full years. You're the one who drinks evaporated milk all the time. It's full of sugar, and you don't brush well, and you don't floss well. Your teeth aren't good.
No, but I'm the one that is standing in between us and sugar lattices for a hot cocoa. I can make that
and
happen.
And being in the school band. You're standing between two things in us.
Or being in the school band. That's all to do with me.
Yes.
I brought us here.
Right. And now it needs to be your cross to bail. The reason for the season, folks.
Bail. Like my gums. Because all my teeth are gone now. Well, except for this one and this one.
Except for those couple.
And this one.
Yeah, no, they're good.
And then this one.
They're okay. They're sticky. But they're okay.
Alright. I guess I'll just...
Let's do this. I had a great idea. Let's take half of your teeth.
Okay.
The ones that are already out. And if you have any that are ready to go.
Okay.
Then you can yank those. But just... Let's take half of them, right?
Right.
So you have 7.
Right.
So if you can get another 3, that'll be 10.
Okay.
So let's just use that number. We'll give 5 to the tooth fairy.
Right.
The other 5...
The fresh ones.
Well, there'll only be... Wait, the 5 freshest ones.
The freshest ones.
We'll give those to the tooth fairy. The other ones that are really old and sticky and no good, we'll keep away. We'll see how much, like, we don't have to give her everything.
We don't have to give it all up. I mean, you're right.
Let's see what we get from five, and it might be enough for all the sugar lattices we need, and then we could take the other ones and make them into Wayne sticks and Malacca's, or one that we didn't consider. You know the thing where they have the gourd, and then it's got, like, some net over it?
Oh, yeah.
With beads, and then they shake that? That's another instrument.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a great instrument.
Just a little teeth rattling around.
You are just quacking yourself up at the thought of teeth instruments. You know, in some cultures, they probably only have teeth to play with. You know, in some places, I bet for Christmas, they wish.
Now I really
instead
understand.
Instead of a choice for more teeth.
Well, now I really understand that song, All I Want for Christmas Is
My Two Front Teeth. That's what it was about.
Well, now all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth to come back out. In so I can pull them back out.
Oh, got it. I feel like that's a good plan.
Alright.
I feel like that's a good plan. Half the teeth to the Tooth Fairy, half the teeth for instruments. Everybody's laughing.
Everyone's good.
And then if you do that for me, I will coast you through the next couple months while your teeth are still growing in. Perfect. You can have all my Jell-O.
Awesome.
You can have all my applesauce.
I love it.
You can have, sometimes mom sends me with a good bowl of sweet potatoes because I don't like regular vegetables that much. You can have that.
All right, fine. Then you can have all my peanut butter and jellies with the crust still on.
Right. That might be a better deal because we know if history is holds any information, we know that you're not a great chewer.
It's true.
To begin with.
You're right.
And you know what they say, use them or lose them. And you're not using those chompers, so you might as well lose them. So that we can use them for something else. It makes sense.
In this way, there's no way I can hurt my teeth when we start drinking the hot cocoa with the sugar.
You're right. That's why your teeth sensitivity.
We're just winning everywhere.
You won't have to worry about your sensitive teeth if they aren't there.
Nope.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. Do you have any, do you have any other, final thoughts, I guess?
Final thoughts about things. I'm rethinking my, sending a letter to Santa now.
Yeah,
Thinking more little, outside of myself and maybe asking for something different. Like a 36 pack of crayons with a sharpener in the back, and I will share them with people.
Ooh.
I'll share.
You had me for a second, Jessica.
I almost got you.
I was thinking you hadn't learned anything.
I got you by the skin of your teeth.
Oh, ain't no teeth off of my teeth.
Oh, really?
That's a great one.
What about you? Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Yes, absolutely. I think what I learned today is that everyone has their strengths, everyone has their weaknesses, and sometimes your weaknesses can be your strengths.
Oh, what a great thing.
And Jessica, you taught me that.
How did I teach you that?
Because your weak, gross, cavity within wadding out, useless for chewing teeth can be repurposed, reduced, recycled, reused, saved the earth, folks. For something better. It's not even recycling, it's upcycling.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Great. Just before we go, you know, we mentioned last time that, like, if anyone wants advice from us, they can contact us.
Right.
So we set up an email address for you to write in your questions, concerns. Maybe if you want advice on what to put on your Christmas list. If you've got extra teeth kicking around that you want to donate.
Right, we will take all your teeth.
Or if you want other plans for your teeth. Maybe we can look up some tutorials on how to make instruments from teeth. I'm making it sound like all your questions have to be about teeth.
No,
it
doesn't.
About anything.
No, that's just any problems or questions. Princess Cecilia helps me all the time. She can help you.
So you can write to us at princesscecilia'smagiccastle@gmail.com. And we will be sure we might read your question here on the air. Here in the trundle bed.
In the trundle bed.
And if your name is Olivia, maybe maybe try to work it out for yourself first time around. Oh, and then also you can follow us on Instagram at Princess Cecilia's Magic Castle as well, and we'll post you know, like different kind of things, like maybe our own crayon drawings. If anybody gets plans for Christmas, we already know Jessica asked for some.
I'm hoping and praying.
Fingers crossed. So yeah, Princess Cecilia's Magic Castle at gmail.com and Princess Cecilia's Magic Castle on Instagram.
Follow us.
Thanks, folks. We hope you have a happy holiday. We'll be back before the holiday season is over. And bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Rhino Comedy production. Find us on Instagram at rhinos_r_funny, rhinocomedy.com, Rhino Comedy on Facebook, and live comedy every Friday and Saturday night at 96 Lafayette Ave in Suffern, New York.